The results of this study show events where I interacted as a communicator and indigenous community leader. In one of the most important events of the end of last century, in 1990, there was an indigenous protest that marked the history of Ecuador, which appeared to be a simple measure of fact, proved to be a mobilization with a strong organizational weight, with their own voices and proposals. In this way, the role of the first Kichwa's community communicators is addressed, their contributions in the field of community communication, and their leading role in the two most important mobilizations of the 1990s. Their relevance lies in the fact of taking into account the voices that made communication possible in the uprisings, of those who not only communicated, but also organized their communities from their and from their microphones, thus transforming agents of their reality and their communities. The relational symbolic experiential method was used, which implied an initial process of living and experience in and with the community, to later recover what was experienced and re-enchant with it in a first attempt at systematization. Events were immediately given meaning to, from there, get involved and commit to the realization of a theater radio to be produced and transmitted from the IRP radio.